You knew it was going to happen.
President Obama is planning to fly into Flint later this week to check in on the response to the city's drinking water crisis.
But Governor Rick Snyder doesn't plan to follow along on that presidential visit. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
Can the governor of Michigan really snub the president of the United States?
Particularly when POTUS is checking in on the biggest crisis facing this governor.
Rick Snyder has tried to lay an equal share of the blame for what went wrong at all levels of government, saying the problems were equally caused by the federal government and layers of bureaucracy.
But don't expect President Obama to buy into that narrative, especially since reports and investigations have found the fault mostly lies on the state, within the State Department of Environmental Quality and state-appointed emergency managers.
So it's easy to see why Rick Snyder wouldn't want to just sit there and take it while the president bangs on the failures, especially the state's mistakes that led to Flint.
And it wasn't that long ago that Governor Snyder used D.C. culture as a point of dysfunction. Snyder would continually call out Washington and all of its problems and then say, hey, look over here to Michigan as this sort of beacon for problem solving.
Oh, how the tables have turned. Mm-hmm. Democrats now calling attention to the problems within an entirely Republican-run state government, a culture failure that Snyder has presided over.
So we will see and hear how far President Obama goes down that road.
Now, remember, in politics, messaging is stark, but reality is not. The real world plays out in shades of gray.
Case in point, Snyder needs President Obama and the Obama administration to help fix the Flint crisis.
Governors need presidential support. Think of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's famous Obama hug when POTUS arrived in New Jersey with federal relief after Hurricane Sandy.
Right. It was widely panned by a bunch of how dare you Republicans. But Christie's response was sort of like, look, I got to do what I got to do for my state.
And it's not like Rick Snyder hasn't played footsie before with Barack Obama.
Sure. There's the new Detroit International Bridge, light rail commuter transit for downtown Detroit, and of course, the Obamacare Medicaid expansion.
They have some things in common, Snyder and Obama.
They are both lame ducks. But Obama, he is out of office in about 9 months, his legacy largely cemented, and his approval ratings are relatively decent for an outgoing president.
Meantime, public opinion research says Snyder is largely viewed right now as a failure. But he has more than 2.5 years left and is looking to rescue his place in history from the legacy of Flint.
Not to mention, there's everything else the governor wants to get done before he's out of office.
And a lot of that depends on a cordial relationship with this president.
So then the question, just how does that play out when Obama touches down in Flint on Wednesday?
Very unlikely he'll sit in the audience for any kind of blistering speech the president delivers.
So perhaps, though, an airport greeting might be in order.
That would be the classic way to handle it, a handshake on the tarmac, but certainly not footsie.
Hello again. Hello.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.